Shalom to all, and welcome back to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha. And today we're going to be learning the first Aliyah in Parshas Matos Maaseh, that is Perek Lamed, Pasuk Beis. Now, the Parsha begins with the halachas of making a neder or shvuah. Now, although translated as a vow or oath in English, there's no real English equivalent for neder. When one makes a neder, he prohibits himself from doing something or eating something that's permitted. A neder is binding in the sense that one can even receive malchus for not keeping it. Now, a shvuah, also usually translated as oath or promise, is similar to a neder in the sense that one prohibits something upon himself, and although on the surface, neder and shvuah seem identical, they differ in a number of different ways, which is beyond the purview of this short introduction. Now, in dealing with nedarim and shvuas, we also have to discuss hatara and hafara. These are both forms of nullifying or revoking the person's neder. Bezdin or chacham, a husband, or even a father can do so. And just so we can appreciate how extensive these halachas are, the entirety of Maseches Nedarim is dedicated to halachas of nedarim, the who, where, why, what, and how of halachas of nedarim. So the pasuk says, "Vayidaber Moshe al Rosh Hamatos l'Bnei Yisrael lemar," and Moshe spoke to the heads of the shvatim of the Bnei Yisrael, saying, "Zeh hadavar shartiva Hashem, this is the matter that Hashem commanded." Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Beis. Rashi Amatos, Chala covered l'Nasim l'lamdim t'chila. He gave honor to the Nasim to teach them first. V'achar kach l'chol b'nei Yisrael, and afterwards he taught all of Klal Yisrael. U'min an sh'af shara debrais kein. How do we know that all other debrais, all other mitzvahs, he first taught the Nasim and then he taught Klal Yisrael? Tam Lemer says in the Pasuk, V'ashuvu elav aron v'chol Nasim bo'eda, v'adaber Moshe aleihem, and then v'achar kein afterwards, nigshu kol b'nei Yisrael. So Rashi addresses the question, Umar ra l'amra kan. So why over here specifically do we learn that Moshe Rabbeinu first taught the Nasim and then he taught all of Klal Yisrael, if he really did that with all the mitzvahs? Limid, we learn from here, Shafars Nedarim b'yachid mumche, a yachid mumche, meaning an individual who's an expert, he can nullify a person's neder, v'mein yachid mumche. However, if there is no individual who's an expert, mefer b'shlosh hadyotes, we can take three regular people, and they can nullify the neder. Let's go back to Chumash Pasuk Gimel and learn about Nedarim. Ish ki yidor neder l'Hashem, a man who takes a neder for Hashem, a hishava shvua, lesser isal nafshoi, or he makes a shvua and he asers something, he prohibits something upon himself, lo yachad vari, he is not allowed to profane his words. Every single thing that came out of his mouth, he has to do that. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Gimel. Neder, ha'aymer harei alai kainam. If a person says, harei alai kainam, I take upon myself a kainam, this is the way a person makes a neder. Shalei oichal or shalei asad ever plenty, then I'm not going to eat or I'm not going to do the following thing. That is a neder. Yachol, you might think, afilu nishba sheichal nevelas. Even if he swore that he's going to eat nevelas, he's going to eat something that's treif, it's not kosher. Ani kare elav chal yartim pev yaseh. I would still apply the Pasuk of anything that comes out of his mouth, he has to do, which means he would have to eat treif. Tam alaymer, that's why the Pasuk says, less or isar to prohibit something, less ars hamutar, only if he prohibits something, which usually is permitted, that's a neder. V'loy lahatcher as asur, not that he's permitting something that's usually prohibited. Rashi says, lo yachal dvari, k'may lo yichalal dvari, he's not allowed to make his words chulin, he's not allowed to make them profane, lo yasa dvar of chulin, he has to keep to everything that he says. And back to Chumash Pasuk Dalet, we're going to learn about a woman making a neder. V'isha, a woman, kisidar neder l'Hashem, if she makes a neder to Hashem, v'asur isar, or she asers something, b'ves aviha binureha, in her father's house, in her youth. V'shama via es nidra v'asara asher asra hanafsha, and her father heard her neder, or that which she asered on herself, v'hechrish la aviha, and her father was quiet, v'kamu kol nederev v'chol yisar asher asra hanafsha yakum, and then everything she asered upon herself, all of her nedarim, they are now established. However, v'imheni aviha yisabiyahim shamay, if her father restrained her on the day that he heard about the neder, kol nederev v'asra asher asra hanafsha lo yakum, all the nedarim and yisrim that she made on herself, they will not be established. V'hashem yisach la, Hashem will forgive her, kiheni aviha yisab, because her father had restrained her, he had prevented her and withheld her from this neder. Now let's just go to Rashi to try to understand what type of woman we're talking about over here. Rashi tells us, Beves Aviyah, she's in her father's house. Bershus Aviyah, that means she's under the jurisdiction of her father, Vafilu Ina Bevesai, even if she's not in his house. Binu Reha, that means in her youth. Veloi Ketana Veloi Begeres, she's not a Ketana, she's not a child, and she's also not grown up. Shaketana, a Nedra Neder, a young girl, if she makes a neder, that's not valid. And Vaha Begeres, an older girl, Ina Bershusa Shalavila, Hafra Nedereha, she's not under the jurisdiction of her father, that her father can nullify her nedarim, vezu hi ketana. So what is this ketana? Who's this girl that we're talking about? Am Rabbi Seinu, Chazal say, bas yud alav shana v'yayim echad, if she's 11 years old in one day, nidareh nivdakin, so then we're going to check into her neder to see. Im yada l'shem yinada l'shem yigdisha, if she knows who she made a neder to, she recognizes there's Hashem, and Hashem is in control of her nedarim, nidra neder, so then it's a valid neder. Bas yud beis shana v'yayim echad, if she's 12 years old in a day, ain't tzrich libadik, we don't have to check into her, we know that her nedarim are valid. Pasuk vavin Rashi, the pasuk had told us, v'mheni aviya isa, if her father prevents her, Rashi tells us, im mana isa min aneder, if he withheld her, he restrained her from the neder, claimer shehefer la, meaning he nullified it. He heard the neder and he says, no, I nullify that. I don't want my daughter to take that neder, so then she doesn't have to keep to the neder. Jump to the next Rashi, va Hashem Yisachla. It's in the pasuk that Hashem is going to forgive her. Rashi asks, what's the pasuk talking about? If she made the neder, but it wasn't valid because her father nullified it, why does Hashem have to forgive her? Rashi tells us, Be'isha Shenadra Benazir, a woman made herself a nazir. She said that she's not going to take a haircut, she's not going to drink wine. She made herself a regular nazir. V'shama Baal of Heferla, her husband heard and he nullified it for her. But V'hila Yada, she didn't know that it was nullified. V'veris al Nidra, and she was over. She didn't keep to her neder. V'shaysa Yainu Metamala Mesim, she drank wine, she became Tamim Mes. Zuhi Shetzricha Slicha, she needs to have forgiveness. V'afal Pishu Mufar, even though it was nullified, she thought she was doing something wrong. V'imha Mufarim Tzrichim Slicha, Rashi tells us, if someone whose neder was already nullified, they still need forgiveness from Hashem because they thought they were doing something wrong, even though they really weren't. Kavachem L'Sheinu Mufarim, for sure, if a person did not have his neder nullified and they broke it, of course they would need to have forgiveness from Hashem. And now back to Chumash Pasuk Zayin, talking about another type of person that makes a neder. V'im Hayai Siyo La'ish, let's say she gets married to a man, Undarei Olayah, and her nedarim are on her, O'imiv Tasvaseh Asher Asra Al-Nafsha, or some expression of her lips which she prohibited to herself, V'sham Isha B'yayim Shama V'Hechushla, and her husband heard on the day that he heard, and he was quiet for her, he didn't say anything. V'kam Undarei V'Asra Asher Asra Al-Nafsha Yukumu, therefore all the nedarim, and that which she asked to herself, shall be established. However, V'im B'yayim Shama Isha Yaniyasa, if on the day her husband heard, he withheld, he restrained her from the nedarim, V'hefres Nedra Asher Al-Leha, V'ismiv Tasvaseh Asher Asra Al-Nafsha, and he nullified all the nedarim and all the expressions of her lips and everything that she asserted upon herself, Vashem Yisachla, Hashem will forgive her. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Zayin, Vim Hayaseh Le'ish. Zu Arusa, this is talking about a woman who's engaged. She's an Arusa, she's not a Nisua. Let's jump to the next Rashi. Undarei Olayah, her nedarim are on her. What does that mean? They're on her. Shenadar Vesavia, she actually made this neder before she was engaged. V'loi Shama Bahena Viha, V'loi Hofer V'loi Hukmu. And her father didn't hear about them, so he didn't nullify them. However, they weren't established. The only way a woman's neder could be established is if her father or husband hears and doesn't say anything. However, if they don't even know about the neder, so it's not established. And back to Chumash Pasuk Yud, V'neder Almanu Grusha, the neder of a widow or a divorcee, Kasher Asal Nafsha Yakum Olel, anything which she asks upon herself, it's going to be established. That's because there's no one to nullify it. Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud tells us, Kasher Asal Nafsha Yakum Olel, Halafisha Einu Leibershus Av Leibershus Habal. She's not in her husband's Rishus because she's divorced or she's a widow, and she's not in the Rishus of her father. Umalmanu Minan Sunim Akasim Medaber, we're talking about a widow after she already got married and then her husband died. Aval Almanu Minan Erisin, however, she's an Almanu, she's a widow from Erisin, she had only gotten engaged, and then her fiancé, the one whom she was engaged to, died. Meis habal nisreknav chazor shusar av. She goes back to her father's rishos, and her father has the ability to nullify her nedarim. And back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Aleph. Vim beis isha nedara. If she made a neder in her husband's house, this means she's already fully married. Ay asar isha al nafsha b'shvua, or she made something asar to herself with a shvua. V'sham isha v'hechrishla, and her husband heard, and he was quiet for her. Loi heini isha. He didn't restrain her. He didn't withhold her from his neder. V'kamu kol nedarei v'chol isar shal asar al nafsha yakum. And anything which she was neither or she asered upon herself shall be established. However, if he's going to nullify them on the day that he heard about them, anything that came out of her lips as a nether, or that she asked upon herself, it shall not be established. Her husband nullified it. Hashem will forgive her. And now the pasuk qualifies. Any nether or shvua that's going to prevent something, but it's la nois nafesh, it is to afflict her soul, that's a type of nether that her husband is able to establish or nullify. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud Dalud. Kol neder v'chol shvuas isar. L'fisha amar Shabal Mefer. Since we said that her husband can nullify all her nedarim, yachol kol nedarim b'mashma, you might think any single neder that she makes, he's able to nullify. Talmud Lamed, that's why the Pasuk says, la nois nafesh. Enim Mefer ela nidre inui nefesh bovad. He's only able to nullify something which is going to cause an affliction for her, it's going to be of a pain for her, or some mefarshim explain, something that's going to be in between her and her husband. However, neder, that's not inui nefesh, it's not an affliction for her, he is not able to nullify that. Back to Chumash Pasuk Tazvav. If her husband is quiet for her from one day till the next, and all the nedarim or that which she asked upon herself shall be established, he has now established them because he was quiet for her on the day that he heard about them. And now that he was quiet on the day that he heard them, the pasuk continues, if he tried to nullify them after he had heard about them, v'nasa savayna, he's going to bear her sin. Let's see Rashi over here, pasuk tazvav. We don't say that he has a 24-hour time period to nullify them. From one day till the next. He's only able to nullify a nether once it gets dark. So she made a nether in the morning, he has till the nighttime. She made a nether 10 minutes before nighttime, he has 10 minutes to nullify it if he had heard about it. And the next pasuk in Rashi tells us, after he heard about it, he heard about it, he established it, he was okay with it. Shamari said, Efshibai, you know what? I'm okay with that nether. V'chazer v'hefer la afilu b'bayayim. Even if on that day he says, you know what? I want to nullify her nether. Too bad, it's too late. V'nasa savayna, he has to bear her sin. Hu nechnas tachteho, he goes in her place. Meaning, if she was over on her nether because she thought that he actually nullified it and he really didn't, now he bears responsibility for that. L'manu mikan, we learn from here, shagarm tekal chaveira. If a person causes his friend to stumble, hu nechnas tachteho v'chal oinchen, he's in his friend's place for all punishments. Let's go back to Chumash, Pasuk Yud Zayin. Eile hachukim, these are the decrees asher tziva Hashem es Moshe, that Hashem had commanded Moshe, bein ishli ishtai, between a man and his wife, bein avlevitai, between a father and his daughter, bein rea beis aviyah, when she's in her youth in her father's house. And we continue on with Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Aleph. Vayedaber Hashem Moshe lemar, Hashem said to Moshe, saying, Nekayim nikmas b'nei Yisrael me'es ha-Midyanim. Take vengeance for the b'nei Yisrael from the Midyanim. Achar te'asef alamecha. Afterwards, you're going to be gathered into your people, meaning afterwards, you're going to die. And let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Beis. Me'es ha-Midyanim. Why is it that vengeance is being taken from the Midyanim and not the Mayavim? V'lo me'es ha-Mayavim, Rashi says, Sh'ha-Mayavim nichnasu l'davar machmasir. The only reason why the Mayavim got involved in this whole Eitzah to bring their daughters and cause Klal Yisrael to sin was because they were afraid. They were afraid they were going to be plundered. It's only said about them, don't bring war against them. However, the Midyanim, they got involved in a fight that was not theirs. Another way of understanding, the only reason why the Ma'avim were not started up with is because two wonderful people came from them, Rus and Nama. Let's go back to Chumash and learn about the war. And Moshe spoke to the nation saying, arm for yourselves men for the army. Midyan, and they shall be on Midyan, meaning they shall attack Midyan in order to take vengeance for Hashem with Midyan. In order to take vengeance for Hashem in Midyan. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Gimel. Vaydaber Moshe, afal pishe shama Hashem yisasa tuloy b'davar, even though he heard that he's going to end up dying after this war. Asa b'simcha v'lo yicher, he did it happily and he didn't delay. Hey chaltzu kedargumai l'shen chalutzei tzavim mizuyanim, arm them. Anashim tzadikim, these men, they were tzadikim. V'chein b'char lon anashim, v'chein anashim chachamim v'yiduim. Nikmas Hashem, why is this the vengeance of Hashem? Sh'omer k'neged Yisrael, someone that stands against Klal Yisrael, ki'ilu aymer k'neged Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's like he's standing against Hashem. So let's go back to Chumash Pasuk Dalud. Elef lamateh, elef lamateh. 1,000 for every shevet, l'chol matos Yisrael, for all shvatim of Yisrael, tishlchul atzava shall be sent to the army, by masru me'alfei Yisrael, and they were given over from the thousands of Yisrael, elef lamateh, 1,000 for every shevet, shnevasar elef chalutzei tzava, 12,000 armed soldiers. Let's just see Rashi over here, Pasuk Hey. By masru, and they were given over. This is a funny language. It should say they went. Why is it that they were given over? Israel. This teaches the praise of the shepherds of Israel. Kamehim chaviv al Israel, how beloved they are to Israel. Actually, shomim misasai, before they heard about that Moshe Rabbeinu was going to die, mahu aimer, what did he say? Oy matus galuni, in a little bit they're going to stone me. Meaning it seems to be that they had a little bit of a sechsoch, a little bit of challenges with Moshe Rabbeinu. But umishashamu shemisas Moshe tuli benikmas Midyan, the moment they heard that Moshe Rabbeinu is going to die after they take vengeance against Midyan, l'ayratu lechasachinim to akarchan, they didn't want to go to war, so they had to be handed over, they had to be forced to go to war. And back to Chumash Pasuk Vav, Vayishlach Yisam Moshe, and Moshe sent them, Elef Lamat El Hatzava, 1,000 for every Shevet, for the army, Aysam, them, Ves Pinchas Ben Elazar HaKayin Latzava, and Pinchas Ben Elazar the Kayin to the army, Uchlei HaKaydesh, and the Holy Kalim, Machatzotzers HaTru B'yadai, and the Chatzotzers that were going to be blown in his hand. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Vav, Aysam, the S Pinchas, them and Pinchas, Magid, this teaches us, Shai Pinchas Shakol Keneged Kulam, the Pinchas, he was equal to all of them, B'nei Mahalach Pinchas V'Halach Elazar, why is the Pinchas went to battle and not Elazar HaKayin? Amar Kash Baruch Hashem said, Misha Hischo B'Mitzvah, the one that started the mitzvah, Shahar Kazmi Basur, he was the one that killed Kazmi Basur, Yigmar, he should complete the mitzvah. Davar Acher, another way of understanding, is Shahalach Linkam Nikmas Yosef Avi Imai, he went to take vengeance for Yosef, the father of his mother. Shenamar says in the Pasuk, V'Midyanim Machru Oisai, and the Midyanim sold him, the Midyanim sold Yosef, Omanan Shahaisa Imai Shal Pinchas Mishal Yosef. How do we know Pinchas' mother came from Yosef? Shenamar says in the Pasuk, Mibnais Putiel, that he was from the daughters of Putiel, meaning he married one of the daughters of Putiel. Mizara Yisrael Shepita Magom Lavez Alilim, he married the offspring of Yisrael who fattened calves for Avodah Zarah. Umizara Yosef Shepit Beit B'Yitzray, he also married the offspring of Yosef that spoke against his Yitzar. Davar Acher, another way of understanding the reason why it says Aysam and Pinchas is Shahay Mishulach Machama. He was the kind of Mishulach Machama. He was designated to go out to war. The Pasuk had said Uchlea Kodesh and the holy vessels. What is this referring to? Za'arin V'Hatzitz. This is referring to Arin Kodesh and the Tzitz. This is the head plate that went on the Kohen Gadol's forehead. Shahay Bilam Imaim. Bilam was among them. Umafriya Melech Malchim Midian Bekshafim, he actually made all the kings of Midian fly up with his witchcraft, and he also flew up in there with him. So what did Pinchas do? He faced the tzitz towards them. It had the Shem Hashem engraved on it, and then they would fall. That's why the pasuk says, Al Chalalehem, on their corpses, Malchim Midian, talking about the kings of Midian, Al Avir, they would fall on the corpses from the air. Also with Bilam, it says, El Chalalehem, it for Yeshua. Biyade, it was in his hand. What does this mean? Biyade in his hand. Bershusai, it was under his jurisdiction. So back to Chumash Pasuk Zayin. Vayitzbo on Midian, and they waged this war. They fought against Midian. Kasher tziva Hashem as Moshe, like Hashem had commanded Moshe. Vayargu kol zachar, and they killed every male. Vizmalchi Midian hargu al chalehem, and they killed the kings of Midian on their corpses, as Evi, Ves Rekem, as Tzur, Ves Chur, Ves Reva. These are the names of Chamesh Esmalchi Midian, the five kings of Midian. Ve'ez Bilam ben Ba'ar hargu b'charv, and they also killed Bilam ben Ba'ar by the sword. Let's just see Rashi over here, Pasuk Ches. Chamesh Esmalchi Midian. V'chi eini rayash chamisha manakasev. Don't I see that the Pasuk counted five? Lama huska glemer chameshes. Why is it the Pasuk then has to repeat itself, and there were five kings of Midian? El lamedcha to teach you, sheshavu kulam be'etzo. All of them agreed with this advice. V'hushvu kulam b'aparanus. Therefore, all of them had the same exact punishment. And Bilam halach sham lito schar esim varba elav shehepel miyisrael ba'atzasai. Bilam went back to Midian in order to take his wages for the 24,000 that he caused to be killed because of his etzah that he had said that they should give their daughters over to Bnei Yisrael and have them sin. V'yatza Midian likas Yisrael, and Bilam now went out of Midian to greet Klal Yisrael. Masin etzara, he tried to give them bad advice. Amar lahem, he told them, Emkshayisim shishim riba layachaltem lahem, if when you were 600,000, you weren't able to fight them, meaning you fell to your temptations and you sinned with the daughters of Ma'ev and Midian, v'achshav b'yud beiz elf atem b'ayim lilachem, now you're only 12,000, you think you're going to fight and you're going to be successful, nasun loyschar mashlam v'lo kipchuhu, they gave him his full wages and they didn't withhold it at all, becharev, they killed him by sword, hu b'al Yisrael v'hechlef m'nasim m'nasim, he came against Klal Yisrael and he switched his craft with their craft, she'ein noitzchem elopim aydei tefil bakasha, because Klal Yisrael only wins with their mouths, they daven and they treat Hashem, u'bahu v'tafasim m'nasim l'kalam b'fiv, and he came, he tried to take their craft and he tried to curse them with his mouth, afhembo olav, also they came against him, meaning Klal Yisrael came against him, v'chlifu umanusam ba'umanus hu'umas shabayim b'cherev, they switched their craft, which is usually tefillah, and they switched it for the craft of the nations, which is the sword, shenemar says, v'alchar b'chatechya, and they killed him by sword, they didn't kill him with their mouths. Let's go back to the Chumash Pasuk Tes. Vayishbu b'nei Yisrael s'nshei Midian v'stapam, and the b'nei Yisrael captured the women of Midian and their children, v'eskal behemtam, and all their animals, v'eskal mekneim, and all their flock, v'eskal chilam bazazu, and they plundered all their wealth, v'eskal aram b'mashvaisam, and all their cities and their dwelling places, v'eskal tiraisam, all their palaces, sarfu ba'esh, they burned in fire. V'yikhos kol ha'shalol, and they took all the spoils, v'eskal ha'makayach, and everything that which was captured, ba'adum v'abahema, people and animals. Let's just see Rashi of your Pasuk Yud Aleph. V'yikhos kol ha'shalol, magit shayuk shem v'tzadikim. This teaches us that they were straight and they were tzadikim, and they weren't suspected that they took any of the spoils by themselves without asking permission. Shenemar it says, as kol ha'shalol, v'alei mefarsh be'kabbalah, and in Ksuvim it says about them, shinaich ke'edar ha'chilim, af anshe ha'mochama shabach kulam tzadikim, even the men going out to wage war, they're all tzadikim. And let's go back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Beis for the last pasuk in the Aliyah, v'yaviyu al Moshe v'alazar ha'kayin v'aldas b'nei Yisrael, and they brought to Moshe and Elazar the Kayin and to all the assembly of B'nai Yisrael, as Ashvi, the captives, v'samalkayach, and that which was captured, v'sashalal, and the spoils, el amachina, to the camp, el arvais Mayav, to the plains of Mayav, ashel Yarden Yerechai, which is on the bank of the Yarden, opposite Yerechai. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow learning what happened with all the spoils of war, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.